USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another foot is expected overnight in western New York from a lake effect snowstorm that has already dumped several feet on the region. A travel ban has been lifted for much of Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says about 70 pieces of equipment were in South Buffalo hauling snow out of the area. He's asking drivers to stay off the roads in that part of the city.
If you come out, you run the risk of getting stuck and really hindering our plowing operation and our snow removal operation.
The region remains under a state of emergency. The Buffalo Bills game against Cleveland will now take place in Detroit. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in a federal prison. She was convicted earlier this year of misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. Theranos' former operating officer, Sunny Balwani, will be sentenced next month for his fraud conviction. Former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Friday night, reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over. And the investigation into January 6th, in my very peaceful and patriotic speech, remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Tesla is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a software glitch that can make the taillights go off intermittently. The automaker says an online software update will fix the problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a surprise visit to Kyiv to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He promised the embattled country 125 anti-aircraft guns and other air defense technology. The UK has been one of the staunchest supporters of Ukraine as it continues to resist Russia's invasion. The British has given Kyiv $2.7 billion in military aid. A girl died after being hit by an out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade in North Carolina. The event airing on WTVD Saturday morning, the television station had their helicopter over the scene as part of that broadcast.
There is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control. At this point, Lauren, the indication we're getting from eyewitnesses there on the scene is the driver is honking, yelling out the window for people to get out of the way.
Police say the girl was accidentally hit at a low rate of speed. Life-saving efforts were not successful. No one else was hurt. The driver facing several charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. California Governor Gavin Newsom has agreed to release $1 billion in state homelessness funding, but only if local governments agree to step up the aggressiveness of their plans going forward to reduce the number of unhoused people in the state. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has issued a statement denying that he had leaked the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby decision following a New York Times report that a leak occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.